Hey guys, you're here with Dr. Molly.
And Todd Rowland.
And we're bringing you the podcast, The Business Side of the Pet Industries. This is our first episode. We are rolling into our Mobile March. And so this month, we're going to be talking all things mobile. So that's not just having to do with vans and trailers. We're also going to discuss things like boundary setting, routing, different software providers,
Safety,
the different types of vehicles out there, making sure that you know mobile's for you before you make the large investment to jump into that. And we've just got some really great content. So today we kind of want to start off and do a little bit of an overview and then talk some on maybe getting started in mobile.
Yeah, so I think that if you're an individual and you're thinking about getting into mobile, whether you're thinking about purchasing your own mobile unit of some type or even doing house calls or going to work for somebody that owns a mobile fleet, you need to do some ride-alongs and make sure it's for you. We see a lot of people that are maybe in a toxic environment from a salon and think, oh gosh, I just want to get out of there. And they think working by themselves all day will be great. And they do it for a week or two and they realize it's not them. They feed off the energy of other people. They need that support. You got to think about you're in there alone with the pup. If you have a bad pup, how are you handling that? If you're used to having somebody who could walk over and help you, you're alone. You're out there alone.
Yeah, there's a lot to consider. So even if you think you can spend every day on your own, maybe you like customers, maybe you don't. You know, there seems to be two type of groomers. They either love the dogs and want to be removed from the clients, or they love the clients and, you know, the dogs too. But so let's make sure that you're doing the things in preparation. Do you want to require your clients to be home? Do you think you'll have enough time to actually have that client interaction that you're looking for?
Are you a handy person? If you're going out on your own, you need to be somewhat handy because mobiles are very expensive to maintain.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have the best equipment, the newest equipment, stuff is going to break. Those are giant machines that get every piece of equipment gets moved around every day, all day long. So there's just going to be a lot more wear and tear than you would see on even just a normal vehicle, a normal generator, even your equipment as it gets knocked around, a curve gets taken too sharp, a drawer you forgot to latch. Unfortunately, it happens to all of us. But there's a couple things like Todd touched on. One, if you're thinking about going mobile, if it's not something you've experienced before, reach out to some of your local groomers and in the areas you're deciding on, or even all of them. There's quite a few, even a couple of the corporate ones now, or some of these groomers that have fleets, they'll let you do a ride along. They'll let you do it. We do it. We encourage it for our groomers or our potential new groomers. We'll even sometimes send them with different people on different days just so they can get a real life picture of what it's going to look like. And you can do that even if you're thinking about doing your own business. And again, like Todd mentioned, the house call, like house call is completely different than mobile. I mean, yes, you're moving, you're mobile, but you're in the home, you have the more distractions, you never know what your setup or your situation is going to be. So try to network with someone, and you doesn't even have to be in your immediate local area. If you can't find someone that's, you know, they look at your competition and they're not comfortable sharing with you, reach out to some of the maybe neighboring cities or close by, or go take a weekend somewhere. If you can find someone, you know, to really help give you that real life view of what it'll look like.
Yeah. And then safety is the other thing. We make all of our groomers check in and check out of their appointments. So we know, where they're at, and it's not because we're trying to micromanage them. It's because if something were to happen and we couldn't get a hold of them, we would know where they last were at. I mean, it is a safety thing. You are going to, until you build your client base up and you know who most of your clients are, you are going to people's homes that you don't necessarily know. And, you know, a lot of times you are walking to that front door, getting the pup. And so it is a safety thing too. You need to think about, are you comfortable going into people's houses and getting the pup?
Yeah, and not to mention too, with safety, it's not just the houses and the homes that we don't know, but, you know, the back roads you're on or the interstate, or did you get a blowout? Is your cell phone dead? Does your cell phone not have service? It's just another way for us to track the safety. If someone hasn't, you know, made it to their next appointment, or they haven't made it home, you know, luckily we've never had to go and hunt someone down, but we have that. You know, all of our team has cell phones. We're able to share the location. You know, those things are great. At least if something was to happen, where you could easily pull up their last known location.
Yeah, and I know all the stuff we just kind of covered are, I would say, somewhat ne negative, but the positive is, unlike a storefront, especially if you're going to be solo in business yourself, you have a lot of control over your personal time, your schedule, things like that. It really does just make things great.
Again, so one of the, like Todd mentioned, one of the positive things about mobile is you do have more control of your time, or I'd like to say at least you should, and you can have more control of your time.
Yeah, it's, the salon you typically have set hours, and whether you've messaged your customers and told them you're closing early or whatever, you're still at the mercy of them coming and picking up their pet, things like that. I mean, we've all had situations where, we're posted, we close at 6 and you're texting people at 6:15, "Hey, where are you at? Oh, they ran late." I mean, that doesn't happen often, but it does happen. At least when you're at people's house, you can stick the dog back in the house or the fence and head on about your day.
Yeah, and that goes too with mobile. I feel like it's a little more flexible. People, it's a luxury service. So they, especially after you've been there a time or two, are usually okay with you being there without them. So you can kind of pick and choose. And then that's the same as far as just setting the boundaries of your schedule. So that's a big one too. It's like if you have days and times that don't work for you, don't offer those to your clients. Set your schedule up. If you ideally don't want to work weekends, we recommend not even starting weekends.
Yeah, and then like earlier, we're talking about the a little bit of some people get into mobile and they realize it's not for them. They like to be around people, and all that. But then we have the people who love it. Like they don't have the drama that some salons have. They love working on their own. They find that they get done even with drive time. They're and without a bather, they can still get through quite a few dogs because there are no distractions. It is this them and the dogs. We have found that, most dogs are more relaxed in the one-on-one environment. They're not as stressed and things like that. Although you can set your salon up with a lot of enrichment where the dogs are not stressed either. So I don't feel like it's one way or the other. But there's a lot of positive, but there's a lot of negative. The ongoing expenses of operating the mobiles. I don't think when people get into it, they have any idea of what the ongoing cost is going to be. Even if you buy, like Molly said, the brand new $120,000 Hamby or Wagon Tails. Their equipment, they're going to break. It's great that they have a warranty, but depending on where you're located, you're not going to drive it back there to have it because you don't have the time. And the same thing about buying a brand new van, the warranty on the motor and things like that. If the dealership has a 6 week wait to get in, and we're not seeing that so much now as we did during the COVID time, but it's like you would still pay somebody to fix something that might have been a warranty because you needed it fixed. That next day, because you've got a $2,000 a month payment coming up. So there's a lot of stressors that can come up. But then, the money usually is typically, if you're a solo person, you're going on your own, it's typically, really good if you price right. And that's probably the biggest thing that we see that where people go into business for themselves in the mobile is they do not price accordingly. Like they make, even if they make a budget, they don't put in those things as such as maintenance and breakdowns and things like that. Like a lot of people don't even get the right kind of insurance and they have a commercial vehicle now. And when the tow company comes out to tow them, their coverage isn't correct. And now you're paying $500 or $600 for a commercial tow. And you don't think about things like that.
Yeah, so there's a lot that we can do to prepare for that. And again, it is preparing, and that's how you avoid those stresses, those triggers. Those are the things we've seen in accident. How many times do we see on these groups online that someone's van's been totaled or something's been in a wreck or they're out for 6 months or 12 months or now they can't open up or they can't afford the repair? And it's just desperate times. And so we understand, like, that sometimes it's hard. And as a very new business owner, especially until you start having your, supply reserves and your equipment reserves and extra money for these things, that you're not going to know all of your expenses, but you need to at least have a basic savings and an emergency fund and kind of pre-plan. Get with some mobiles, get with someone, find a coach, find something that they can walk you through what you need to know and be successful to get set up. So you're not living dog to dog and cashing, checks on Wednesday that you got that day to pay a bill and make sure that, set yourself up for success.
Yeah, one thing too is if you're going mobile and you don't have backups of equipment such as your clippers and things like that, you need to wait until you have those because in the salon environment, if you're still kind of new and you don't have two sets of all this stuff and something quits working, typically you can, ask a coworker, "Hey, can I use your extra pair of clippers till I can get mine fixed or something?" But when you're in the mobile and your clippers quit working in the middle of a groom and you don't have a backup pair, I mean, the pet parent isn't going to be too happy when you bring the dog back in halfway shaved and, you're like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, or your dryer goes out. You only have one dryer, and then you're taking this wet doodle that you couldn't groom, and then but you already bathed them, couldn't dry, and troubleshoot. Spend some time on your equipment. When I first got my first van, I had it for about probably 2 weeks. I went and I put a generator on it because it didn't have one, and that's how I was going to run. And I was testing dogs out, and of course, they went through a quick run through, showed it. The night before I was supposed to start, I had my, air conditioner unit running, plugged into my house. It burned up the electrical outlets, the cords. I mean, it could have been much worse. And then I was supposed to actually start the next day. So luckily I had a electrician friend that came, or I brought the van and he fixed it for me and explained a little bit more about, how power works. But again, that was a very good learning opportunity. Had I not known that, then I would have done that at a client's house and to a client's house.
And we talked about this in season one about networking and making sure you do have those people that can help you if you're not handy. And you'll become handy because there'll be so many things you just have to figure out how to fix on your own because you can't get someone to help it. But you don't rely on your Uncle Joe that has a regular full-time job and can't fix something until Sunday for you because that's not going to work, especially if you have a full book of dogs to reschedule an entire week because you're waiting on Uncle Joe to fix something for you.
Yes, even though we love Uncle Joe.
Thank
But again, yeah, and that's the simple thing of going into your local mechanics, going into your local tow company is you may be surprised how many of those could actually end up being your clients too, and then get a very good rapport with them. So they are a little more willing to work you in, are a little more willing to, get you done quicker, get what you need, or, possibly trade services, or, again, or just understand, extend the same understanding to them. If they call you last minute, if they're going to work you in, maybe you work their pup in. So it's just amazing how networking, and not just, with groomers, but anyone that you think you may need, your vet's offices, those are great ways to get referrals for clients and things like that. Go in, introduce yourself, say what your specialties are, what your training is.
And I know we'll touch more on this later in some of these episodes, but for March, but boundaries is extremely important. You need to have everything set up before you even take your first client. Like, so you need to be planning this months and months ahead about making such even things as arrival windows, because if someone cancels in the middle of your day, hopefully you have a cancel last minute cancellation policy, but also you don't want to hang out for 2 hours before you can go to your next house. So you need to go ahead and build those arrival windows where people understand that their appointment may be at 2, but you may arrive between anywhere between 1 and 3. Just go ahead and set the expectation up from day one like that, so you can train the clients right off the bat will be helpful. Now, if you're Let's talk a, just a quick second about if you're mobile right now and you're fully booked and you think it's time to hire someone or buy that second mobile. We run into this a lot too, where people they're fully booked and they can't take on any new customers, and so they run out and buy another van and try to hire somebody. I would highly suggest before you buy that next van, start running your van 7 days a week. That is not a great long-term solution because, again, you do have breakdowns and do have maintenance issues when you're doing that. But before you take on that next van, let's make sure before you bring someone on that you have enough clientele for them. It may be easy to say, "Oh, I can't take new customers, so I can automatically hire someone," but test the waters. Maybe it's time to increase your prices a little bit to be able to get some people off your schedule and get some new people on your schedule.
Yeah, how many people, we get so crazy running around grooming mobile, and where it's us, we're a one man show, or where we've got even just one or two. And again, you think you're at that place to hire, you're turning away clients, but how many of those clients are actually would have booked? So start tracking that. Whoever calls them back, how many of the people, the missed calls that you have, are you calling back? And I mean, I'm guilty of this myself. When I was the one doing all the scheduling, and I was still grooming, and I was all the things, our voicemail said we didn't return phone calls. If you wanted a response, you needed to text in. And that was just, I didn't have time to listen to voicemails and call back and get stuck on the phone for 10 or 15 minutes for per person. And I hate that. And now, we've moved out of that model. It doesn't matter if it's a season where we're not taking new clients, we will still return a call, because even if we're not able to get them in this time, we may be able to get them in the next time they call. But what's going to happen is, if you're not returning clients' calls and texts in a timely manner, they will go on to the next person, the next shop. They have a list of people they just Googled, and they're going to start at the top, or start with whoever was the highly recommended one. And then they're just going to move down until they get a hold of someone that's going to answer their phone call and put them down. So we think that since we're not taking clients, or we're limited, or we're busy, that we can just push that kind of stuff off.
Yeah, and if you're,
But we can't.
yeah, and if you're already grooming full time in your mobile van, and you're thinking it's time to get that second van and hire that employee, think about how much time it already takes you to work on your schedule, and return all those phone calls, and now you're going to double that. So make sure that you've got your pricing correctly, that because you're probably going to have to do less dogs a day because now you are answering the phone more, you are returning more texts, like all that. Like a lot of times, you think it's going to be great. You're going to have more income because you've added a second employee. But in reality, a lot of times you'll look around and you're making less money having a second employee. And people say, well, how is that? Because you're physically not able to groom as many dogs because unless you want to be returning text and phone calls at 9 o'clock every night.
Yeah, and that's one too. It's like, let's say you're used to working, 8 or 10 hour days, even 6 hour days, whatever it may be, five or 6 days a week. And then now you're gonna try a second person, run your vehicle 7 days a week. That means that person's probably gonna want 3 to 4 days. I mean, they're probably gonna want close to full-time hours. So therefore you are cutting your hours. And then you'll have to work the longer days too. So it's just a way to test it out, like Todd said, and just see, because we see so many people just go in and get these, and then, or they'll get a van before they have a groomer, and then they don't know, it takes them 6 months to find a groomer, or they in 6 months they go through six groomers. Like, sharing a van and having it run 7 days, that gives you a very good, set yourself a 2 month time limit, some kind of goal, some kind of, see what you can get them booked, and is it worth it, and are they a good fit? Do you like their work ethic? Do you get along? Yes, once you get that van for them, they won't be riding with you every day, but do you trust them? Are they reliable? Are they presentable? Do they follow your vision, your goals, your boundaries, your mission statement? Those are all things that are important from day one. And if they don't, then you haven't, invested $100,000 on a van for someone that's not going to work out, and then you find the next person. And that's just a good way, and you can do that as you're growing. Whereas you have groomers that may not be as fast. Like, our vans each have a daily goal that they must meet. For them to be worth it to leave the driveway, they have a daily goal, and that's kind of tied into weekly goals, but it varies based on, what days and hours our team works. But we're not going to go out and buy a brand new van for someone who, if they're only able to groom 3 or 4 dogs a day,
Yeah.
so there's a lot to consider when expanding. And
And too, like, I mean, are you letting the employees take the van home? Are you keeping them at your home? There's things to think about. Do they live in an apartment and during the winter they need to be plugged up for a heat source? Like, those are the type of things that,
HOAs, we need to check with HOAs and apartments and neighborhoods. So many people get their vans wrapped or whatever, and then they park it in their driveway for a week, and then they get an HOA letter saying you can't have any advertisement. And, then they're scrambling to try to find somewhere. So there's so much to consider when mobile, whether it's for you or whether you're expanding, and how you're going to do that, what you're going to provide. But you can't do that without knowing your market, knowing what you can price, knowing how many people actually want the appointments it will take them.
yeah, and those are the things you need to all have figured out before you ever expand. And then we have a lot of salon because we have mobile and salon, and a lot of salon owners will ask us about adding mobile to their fleets. And What I would say is it's very doable, but our mobiles and our salon are not in the same town because our it's not that they would compete with each other even in the same town. It's just because our mobile pricing is so much more. Our salon customers wouldn't pay for the mobile convenience because they're not we didn't market it towards that. So those are things if you're going to add that, think about when it breaks down, how are you going to run out of the salon and take care of it if you've got someone managing it, if you're in the salon still working? So this is all just kind of like pre-planning, whether you're expanding, going out on your own, or going to work for someone mobile. We'll just kind of tune this down into the next couple episodes this month and actually get into the specifics where this is just more of an overview. And we'll still have time once this comes out. If you want to hear a certain subject about mobile, go ahead and send us an email or message us on Facebook and we can cover it.
Yeah. And then I just want to say too, one thing about the mobiles and the getting into it is everyone always thinks they have to get the brand new and the shiny. And there for a while, we were on quite a long wait limit for or wait time for those. But now, you can get the turnaround a little quicker. You're looking at 2 weeks, a month. It just depends what unit you're getting, what upgrades you're getting. But again, make sure that the numbers that you're basing your payment and if you're going to be able to make it off of it are realistic to you. Everyone either seems to be slower or busier than they project. So base your projections off the slowest you think you will ever be. And then if you can afford everything and afford that van payment, then it might be a good option. But again, I wouldn't do that without actually riding with someone for multiple days, as long as they'll let you to actually see the day to day and see what they go through, see what some of the general maintenance is, and make sure you have all of that set up ahead of time before you even get your van.
Think about family planning too. We've actually bought some vans from individuals who bought a van and 6 months later, end up pregnant, and that's great for them and everything. But being pregnant and grooming in the grooming van alone sometimes doesn't work out for people, and then they're stuck with this huge payment until they get it sold. And so those are just the things before you jump into something like this, you need to think about.
Yeah, and that's again, that can be where that having that savings and everything built up helps too. If you do have to take unexpected time off, we had a girl, a team member turned her ankle in a client's driveway one time and she was out for a couple weeks. Some people a couple weeks is a big
Yeah,
it's
if
a
you've
big
got
deal.
a.
What if you're a solo groomer and I've seen groomers break their ankle getting out of,
Yeah, and we tell people who are getting started too, everybody wants to do their budget based on them working 12 months. You really need to base it on 11 months because you do have all the holidays that you'll be off. You'll probably want to take a vacation or two. Or when you're mobile, things like this happen. I mean, our mobile fleet was shut down for a week in January, right after we were closed for the week between Christmas and New Year's. I think we went back to work 1 week, and then the very next week we were shut down because of weather. It was completely out of our control. But if you have these van payments and all this stuff coming up, I mean, have you planned for that? Do you have that budget? That's where that pricing comes in so important in the mobile. It's important in the salon too. I mean, don't get me wrong, but in the salon, your expenses are mostly fixed. And in the mobile, you can say your van payment's going to be same, your insurance, your gas, all that. You can kind of come up with that, but it's the unknown that can come up and bite you in your ass, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, we've had trailer axles that were almost brand new, hit a pothole wrong, crack in half, things like that. You never know when you're going to get a blowout or when that's going to do damage to your front end or, your generator is going to suck something up in it that it shouldn't have sucked up. I forget what I sucked up in it one time, paper towels or something, had to drive it to a whole other state to get it cleaned out because that was the closest option for the time. Our local owning was like 3 weeks before they'd even look at it. So there I am, calling everyone within probably a two-state radius to see who can get it in. So I mean, there's just so many things that you just need to be prepared and have a plan. And I mean, mobile could be the greatest thing ever for a lot of people. Like Todd said, it offers the flexibility, it offers the premium pricing. And even if you're not all inclusive, even if you're a la carte or you want to tailor some lower priced packages to include more demographics, that's fine. But you have to limit that. If people like to throw the word greedy out in the mobile groups, and this is something we really have a problem with, It's not greed, it's just smart business ownership. We all see the groomers who are burnt out, who are doing all these big dogs, doing too many dogs, can't hire a bather, can't hire help, can't hire a receptionist. You know, the things that as mobile, you do all of that. So, I mean, if you priced accordingly to be able to take some of that off your plate, that's just going to immediately give you a more positive experience, and it's going to help prevent your burnout and save your body. And your clients are really going to appreciate you for putting in the effort and the time.
All right, again, we'll be when this episode releases, I think it'll be the week before Groomed or the week of Groomed in Atlanta, and we'll be there with our team. We're not doing any classes or anything there. We're basically just on our team. But if you want to meet up with us, just again, send us a Facebook message or send us an email. Also, we'll have enough time if you, after listening to this episode, if you want us to touch on any certain topics such as software maintenance, trailer versus van, Hamvee versus wagon tail, whatever you want us to. If you have something you want to hear about, again, send us a Facebook message or send us an email.
Yeah, all things mobile. And I'll also, we'll put our phone number in there too in the show notes. Don't forget, you can always reach us there as well. But yeah, we want to hear anything, you know, mobile grooming, keep it moving. That's our thing. So anything you guys want to hear that you don't think maybe we'll touch on, just let us know.
All right, till next week.
Have a great one.